Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Stella Adler once said, "Life beats down and crushes the soul, and art reminds you that you have one." You know, some people are gifted in artistic ways, and it's an intangible, yes, intrinsic way in which healing can take place. And some people who have artistry in their background have a creative grace that God has given when it comes to counseling, ministering, listening to people who are broken. And if you're like me, you know what it is to be broken, to have disappointments, to have things happen in your life. We understand. Well, we don't always understand all the whys and hows and whats, but we understand what it means to hurt, don't we? Well, the Lord has sent two very special people in studio with us today. And I'm reminded by the words of Plutarch, who said, "What we achieve inwardly will change our outer reality." There are certain things that actually the Lord is wanting to do in our lives, in your life. And sometimes we need to peel away layers of our complicated hearts and lives in order to experience the healing that God has. And as that takes place, oh, the light of hope that begins to shine and glimmer in your own heart and in your own soul. What a difference it'll make in your life and that of your family, and those who you love, and those who you consider closest to you. As usual, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you. The reason we have the Good Life Hawaii show is to share with you the love of Jesus Christ. For you to know, if you don't already have a personal relationship with Jesus, for you to know that you, yes you, can have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you by name. He knows all about you, where you've been, what you've done, your ups and downs, and your way, way downs. And he loves you still and wants to embrace you. Would you open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? And if you're walking with the Lord, oh, we hope that you would experience inspiration and healing with our guest today. Kazuko Adachi is the president and co-founder of In His House Hawaii. She was born and raised in Nagoya, Japan. As a Buddhist, educated at an international school in Japan where she learned to speak English fluently. She graduated from the University of Puget Sound with a bachelor's degree in psychology. In 2010, Kazuko, along with her ministry partners, Memory and Carl Casey, established a nonprofit organization, In His House, Hawaii. Their ministry hosts retreats where people receive counseling and deep inner healing from spiritual and emotional wounds. Kazuko herself was once broken, but received breakthrough and freedom through many Holy Spirit-led methods found in counseling and prayer, which they use to minister to people today. Although she still uses her knowledge from her psychology background, she knows true, lasting, and total healing comes from God. Japanese women at her home in Honolulu. She guides them in their spiritual and emotional health, and she's a devoted member of Hope Chapel, West Oahu, where she resides. She resides in Honolulu, Hawaii, a single parent, raising three children. Memory Casey is the director and co-founder of In His House Hawaii. Born and reared in Jamestown, North Dakota, she earned her bachelor's degree in social work at Eastern Washington State University in Cheney, Washington. At the age of 21, she moved to Hawaii and graduated from the University of Hawaii, where she earned her master's degree in social work. Upon graduation, she worked at Kuakini Medical Center as a social worker and was promoted to director of social work. Then in 1995, she entered a private practice as a Christian counselor. Her practice focuses on counseling individuals to heal their spiritual and emotional wounds from traumatic childhood experiences and helping couples work through their conflicts, develop good communication skills, and better understand and strengthen their faith in God. In 2003, Christ birthed the vision of In His House Hawaii in memory, and Memory is a member of Hope Chapel Kaneohe Bay in Kaneohe, Hawaii. She's been married for over 28 years to a godly Christian man, Carl, and they have two daughters and four grandchildren. Well, all that said, there's a lot there, but there's a lot here because these two dear women are in studio with us today. Kazuko, Memory, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So, In His House Hawaii. Now, we've done, Kazuko, I've had you on, and then Memory and Kazuko, both of you have been on together. And I like to think that's kind of like a part one. We were talking about the development, the ministry was getting launched. Give us a snapshot of what In His House Hawaii is all about.
I think at this point, so much has happened. We were just trying to figure out when we were here last, but so much has happened in the sense of our commitment to do this work is just deeper than ever, that we really truly come from that healing is about intimacy with God, God sent his son Jesus to come here for our salvation and for our healing. And so we're very committed to do that. And we are very, very blessed to do this together. We continue, as we had said the first time, we continue to open In His House to people who come and need refreshment, whether that be pastors and pastors' wives, which we seem to. There's a lot of pastors and pastors' wives that come, but we also, just for anyone who needs refreshment, because we consider most people are leaders and leading something, and just to rest and hear from God. So actually at the facility, I think, I shouldn't call it a facility, at In His House, we have had people from Russia, Germany, Japan, Singapore, Turkey, and I think there's a few other countries, but also then across the mainland, California, New Jersey, Oregon, Georgia.
People are, leaders are coming.
Yes. And actually, we've been word of mouth. We haven't really advertised. We finally got our website up, but we don't look at it too much. We believe that God sends the people. And that might sound a little crazy, but we don't think it is. He sends them, and we wait. We wait to see who he sends, and people find us.
Well, I mean, just recently, I get an email through our website, and it's from someone that wants to connect with you. Mm-hmm. So I got in touch with you, Kazuko. I mean, mm-hmm. You are fast. You must have some kind of business background or what, because you are fast. You got back. Well, I mean, it seems like less than 5 minutes, the contact was made, and I pass on the information, and then you make the call, and all of a sudden, things move forward. Mm-hmm. And I guess in you're working with people that sometimes may be in crisis. Mm-hmm. They might be in the spiritual or emotional mm-hmm. triage mm-hmm. of life. And you guys are making a difference there. Take us back. How did this come about, this ministry? What need did you see that you said, hey, God is calling us to do something about this?
Well, I don't know how it came about. You know, just like all, you know, experiences with God, you know, what the Holy Spirit does, when you look back, you can see what God was doing in your life. But at the time, as you know, as you mentioned, you know, I was very broken. I never thought that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. I never thought I was qualified. I also gave up on secular counseling. I've always wanted to help people heal, but I just felt like secular counseling was not something that was something that I thought that was actually helping me, at least. I think it helps to a certain extent to have counseling so you understand and acknowledge what you have done or, you know, what happened to you. But without the power of the Holy Spirit, there is really no healing, because we can't will it to heal. We can't make healing happen to us by thinking good, positive thoughts. We need somebody. We need God to receive healing.
You know, when you mentioned the ministry of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. somebody listening might say, okay, what force are they talking about? You know, it could be some esoteric idea of some impersonal outside force that is impacting. What do you mean when you talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit?
Well, for me, when you receive Jesus Christ into your heart, then the Spirit of God lives inside of you. But many, many Christians, even Christians, they receive Jesus Christ, but they're struggling to really live the abundant life that Jesus died for on the cross. Because there are so many things that block us from actually receiving what God has already done for you. So the power is basically is given to us. But we need to be able to know what belongs to us, what God gave us, or what attached to us that block us from having that abundant life that God, you know, wants us to have. And so Memory and I are just vessels. We're facilitators in retreats or any type of healing sessions. We don't do anything. Our job is to just go to God and ask God to cleanse us from all our own opinions and judgments, whatever that gets in the way from hearing from the Lord. So power actually is something that comes inside of you, that's already given inside of you.
The ministry of the Holy Spirit, as you're saying, Kazuko, is not some impersonal, distant, quote-unquote, force. It's right. Very personal. It's the person mm-hmm. of God himself. Mm-hmm. We call him the third person of the Trinity. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, comes to live inside of us mm-hmm. that moment. Mm-hmm. And that we open our hearts to Christ. Mm-hmm. And here you are talking about the fact that many can live, they're living the Christian life, but without the power of Christ that already dwells within us. Mm-hmm. It's not being accessed. It's like we don't realize that we're plugged in.
Right.
And again, it's not just these electrical forces. We're talking about the very power of God. Mm-hmm. Himself working in our lives. We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, I don't know about you, but there are times perhaps we can relate with each other. Have you ever felt like your life was moving so fast that you could barely breathe emotionally, that things were going on so quickly that you couldn't catch up? And then you you feel like you need to get away. Like almost you need intravenous. You need to get hooked up to some IV to get back those electrolytes, those nutrients that are needed to just regain a basic level of health. Well, our dear guests today, they minister to people who are on the threshold of burnout, or people who have already burned out, or are in great pain because of things that they've experienced in their life that has never really been processed. When we come back, we'll talk more with Memory Casey and Kazuko Adachi. Their ministry, In His House Hawaii. And you can find out more at inhishousehawaii.com. Or if you want to connect with them, you can email me here at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And I can pass on the word for you. Yeah, we love to hear from you. And they love to hear from you. Because the Lord has set them apart for this particular time in their lives, for this particular time in your life. You know, God is a God who knows you. He knows your name. He knows what you're going through right now. And He knows that at this moment, there's a word that Memory and Kazuko have for you. You might not even know how to pray about it. It might be beyond words. But God knows your heart. He knows your need. When we come back, you'll hear from them. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You might have heard it said before. Somebody in authority, somebody in leadership might come across and they come across like this. They say, you know what? Bring me somebody of quality. I want them already set, trained, polished. But they don't want to do the work of building somebody up or taking somebody that's all broken up, busted up, torn down. They just want the good stuff. Well, you know, that's why we love the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the reasons is because he doesn't take us when we're, you know, we've got it all together. He takes us when we're all busted up. And which one of us hasn't been there? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm glad you're with us today because it's going to be a special treat. Here, if you're tuning in right now, I've got Memory Casey and Kazuko Adachi here in studio with me. They are the leaders of a ministry called In His House Hawaii. It's a unique ministry that's dealing and ministering, I shouldn't say dealing, ministering to people at a critical stage in their lives. I mean, people are broken. Their ministry is preventing even greater heartache. But more than that, stemming the tide, turning the tide towards healing and hope through the power of Christ and the mighty ministry of the Holy Spirit. If you're tuning in right now and you caught part of the last segment, you can get the whole show at thegoodlifehawaii.com as a free podcast. And to connect with my featured guests, inhishousehawaii.com. That's their website, inhishousehawaii.com. Memory, you've spoken at conferences, you've conference speaker, seminar speaker. What does this have to do with finding beauty in this broken thing?
Well, found beauty in this broken thing was something that God gave to me to speak about at the Arise conference. And it's just what it says. It's Christ comes and he looks at us and he finds beauty. And many times we don't see that beauty. But he comes to us when we're broken and when we're shattered. And then he related this actually to me through sea glass and showing me how the water, I feel like it's living water, continues to wash over us. And as the living water washes over us, we're not that broken. We smooth, our edges get smooth, and we start to heal. And you wouldn't want the broken glass when it first breaks on the beach, but after the water has washed it, after the living water has washed it, you begin to look at it and want to even collect it. And Christ sees our brokenness. I think you said when you opened the program about God knows what has happened to us, and there's a scripture in Isaiah that says, you know, he has us engraved in the palms of his hands. And that means he has our whole life on the palms of his hands, and he knows the walls are ever before us, before him. He knows what has happened to us. But as Kazuko said, he's wanting abundant life for us. And a lot of people need help to come to that abundant life because they don't know exactly how to get healing through all their brokenness. And then it stops them from where God wants them to go, for where they need to go, and just to have peace. First of all, God wants peace for us within ourselves. And then there's just so much more to give away.
Memory, Kazuko, you talk about brokenness. We're going to be mentioning that word throughout the show today. Can we be more explicit? What kind of brokenness are we talking about? I sense that there's someone listening that will relate if you describe it, even in general terms. What kind of brokenness are we talking about?
Well, when women, especially when they come to our retreats, and sometimes they're very hesitant to share what they have gone through because they think that they're the only ones who have done such terrible things, or they've gone through such shameful things that they have to feel like they cannot really share it. So I always tell them, just try me. I've done it. You know, I'm not proud of it. But before I knew Christ, I was searching. I was searching to be happy. I was searching to do things, to do the right things. But I had no standard. So I was just, you know, I was in the darkness trying to find the light. And so now, you know, when you're so broken, you don't even know you're broken. But you know there's something better out there. So when I received Jesus Christ, the light came in. And then I started to see, you know, things that were preventing me to have the true blessed life that God has for me. So brokenness could be, you know, you could be broken in a relationship. You know, when you're trying to find, you know, find something for yourself with your own strength, you are trying really hard, but you're going to the wrong way and doing the kind of things that God does not want you to do, but you want to do it anyway because you think that's what you want to do, or sometimes that's what you learned from your family, or, you know, because a lot of times we just do things because other people, you know, have done it that way around you in your life. So, and brokenness could be, you know, physical brokenness. A lot of times we're sick because of unforgiveness we hold in our hearts. But I think, you know, we are three-part being, right? We're not, I mean, sometimes when you go to a doctor and you're sick and you can show, you know, three people have similar symptoms, but the root could be completely different. It could be purely physical. Maybe you broke your finger, you know, or you're sick because you have been very broken emotionally. So brokenness could be anything that's not where God wants you to be. And but God healed, and that's what we help people to see it first.
You know, just to hear, you know, you said, try me. there is, I think, a certain level of healing and just being able to share. The Bible says, confess your sins one to another that you may be healed. For someone to be able to share openly, to confess. I know.
Yeah, that's right on the, that's just what both Kazuko and I believe in. The number one thing is that when people come to us is that they feel safe, that they can look at us, that we are not setting ourselves apart or above anybody, that we've all been there, and that they can come and they can share things that they have done in their life, whether it be drugs, whether it's alcohol, whether it is where they have hurt people, or where just about anything, where, and then things that have happened to them along the way also, whether it be sexual abuse or physical abuse. And some of these things are deep-seated secrets, and they're afraid to say it to anybody because they're wondering what people will really think of them if they share this. So the number one thing is that they are safe. When they come to speak to us, that they feel safe. And that's where we ask for the presence of God. We ask, before we do any counseling, for the presence of God, for His arms to be around them. And that's when people share, because they're not going to be judged. If we're, as Christians, if we're judging someone, then we're judging, and that's, we're sinning. This is about knowing that Christ died for us because He knew that we would sin. And He wants us to help each other heal in this.
A safe place in His house, Hawaii. I get this picture of like a lifeline being thrown out into the water. Maybe you feel like this lifeline is being thrown out to you right now. All you've got to do is grab hold of it. God provides places and people. I know in my own life there have been times when I've, you know, it's just sometimes you get to the point where you've got to share it. I mean, the burden is so heavy that you can't bear it anymore. You want to share it, and all the relief, all the marvel of when you share it with someone, and they don't gasp. They just affirm you as though, hey, it happens. And anybody that lives life knows that we get involved in stuff. We do things. People do things to us, and we hurt. And so many of us, we live our lives without processing the pain. And Memory and Kazuko have been sent by the Lord. And this program might be like a lifeline, and it's a way to just remind you. They are nodding their heads saying, hey, we want people to know that there is hope in Jesus Christ, no matter what. We're going to take a quick break right now. But you know, there are some places where culture is relatively conservative. In fact, you might be able to relate with that with whatever culture you're from, because there are conservative elements in every society, in every way of life. There are certain things you don't do, certain things you don't say, certain things you just have to keep inside. And some of those things, you just live with them and they eat away at you. Some might even say they kill you. It's like a slow death. Well, Kazuko is going to share about something just like that when we come back. So stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, of course I'm not going to share that. You know, I mean, geez. Nobody will believe it. In fact, I don't think anybody wants to know about those weak points that I have in mind. I just want people to know that things are going well. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever said that? Have you ever found yourself saying that or thinking that? And yet deep down inside, we know that we've got chinks in our own armor and broken parts. And well, that's why we love to have you join us here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii. And I'm Danny Yamashiro. Kazuko Adachi and Memory Casey are my featured guests today. To find out more about this show, to get other resources, we have many different topics of shows that we've had in the past, and that they might be in the past, but they might be relevant for you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You know, as I bring in that introduction, I think about how so often our pride gets in the way of the healing that God has, and we would much rather, and I'm speaking of myself too, I'm including myself in it, I would much rather project this image because it feels safe to me, even though deep down inside, I know that God has so much more. But you know, it takes guts to take that step. And sometimes we need help. And that's why our guests are here today. And if you've ever lived in kind of a conservative society, Kazuko has something to share about what's happening in a very unique place in our world. Kazuko, tell us about that.
I'm originally from Nagoya, Japan. It's the fourth largest city in Nagoya. But it's a very conservative city. And there are about 8 million people living in and outside of the city. But there are very few churches. I mean, there are very few churches to begin with in Japan. Less than 1% of the population is Christian. But Japanese people, they really don't want to share their feelings. They'd rather, as you know, Danny, like what you were saying, that they'd rather put up a front that everything is okay. And even that's true with Christians. So we understand that there's a great need for true healing ministry among Christians and non-Christians in Japan. So Memory and I, we've been praying and we're in the beginning stage of taking this ministry to Japan, first in Nagoya. And I've been giving this great honor and privilege to be able to build a building in the middle of Nagoya. And in that building, we envision that there's going to be a church which turns into cafe. Well, actually, it's most of the times this cafe, and where Christian people who normally don't see each other can gather together or bring friends to cafe, so they don't have to take their friends to church, because a lot of times going to church is something that could offend family members. So a lot of people, even if they want to go to church, they're too afraid to go because of what other people might think of them. And so, and then also in that, in that cafe, we envision to have hula and ukulele, just, bring a lot of fun, Hawaiian culture and music where people can come and enjoy and at the same time receive and be in the presence of God. And we hope to bring healing ministry where people would like to receive healing ministry as well.
Let me add to the vision. I kind of, as you speak, I think there's going to be a sweet spirit in that place. Mm-hmm. Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, a warmth, a welcome, an openness, mm-hmm. a freedom, because of the presence of the Lord and the healing that will take place there. Amazing vision that the Lord has given to you both, and to have the resources and the know-how and the connections and the relationships to bring it about, to make that happen. Lighthouse, really. In the middle of Nagoya.
Yeah, again, I don't know that, Danny, that you haven't been in our conversations, because it is God's light. It's a lighthouse. And that's how we see it, is the darkness goes and more light comes in. And that's what Christ wants for all of us, because he made us whole. He made us and created us, and he predestined us, and he doesn't make junk.
Here's a paradox. You go into the deepest darkness to bring the light, and then the light shines. Not very many people want to go there. I mean, you're going into the dark places of people's hearts and lives where the devil and his minions have wreaked havoc in their lives for eons. He's been doing that, you know, for centuries, on and on, masterfully, actually, because the devil and his minions, they just study the way of humanity. And they wreak havoc, generation after generation. Sometimes I think they'll catch someone who's a great-great-great-great-grandfather and say, we got him for the next 10 generations. Until somebody brings the light of Christ, who has the guts, the calling, the faithfulness, the simple obedience to go and do it. And then all of a sudden, we send the minions on their heels. Because Christ comes in and they know. They have no power to overcome that. And we talk about setting the captives free, what Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. You are doing just that. How did you get to the place where you're beyond yourself now? You've had to deal with things within your own hearts. But now it's, I'm wide open now. Lord, use me to affect the lives of others. How did that happen in both your lives?
To tell you the truth, I mean, if I knew all this was going to happen, I don't know I would be where I am at. But, you know, when God called you, you just know that's what you want. I mean, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It was not my desire even to begin with to go back to Japan and to use, to do what I've been doing. Yes, there's much attack when you make a decision to do something for the Lord. Of course, the enemy will come and try to bother you. But because you know that this is what God has called you to do, and that's that you just desire that more than anything else. And that is just that's your life. Memory and I talk, we spend hours and hours just talk about God. We don't talk about anything else. We can't talk about anything else because our heart is so for healing, God's healing, because we both know how powerful this is. Because I'm not the same person that I was 10 years ago. And all my three children attest to that. And that was one of the biggest reasons that I know that my daughters turned to the Lord, because they thought if God can change this mom into this, he must be real. And so I know how powerful and how faithful and how amazing God is. So I want people to know this, because I know the taste of and this, the goodness of God. So it's just something that I'm not doing it with my will or my mind, but it's something that's coming from my gut.
We're going to take a quick break. And I want to come back to talking about some deeper, maybe more personal levels, as we've already kind of gone down to the deeper surfaces. But I'll also have you pray for and minister to some people who are someone right now who is hurting, broken. What they're saying as we're together today is that 5 years from now, next year, 10 years from now, you won't be the same person than you are right now. There's hope for you in your situation, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me. I'll lead you on.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Pali Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, there are moments when you need a special boost, a special grace in life. And I think this is one of those moments where the uniqueness of the program has required a special grace from God. And the Lord has certainly carried us through, because we're talking about some things that are hard to discuss, difficult issues of real life. And our guest today, Memory Casey, Kazuko Adachi, are ministering to people, women, some men who are very broken in their lives. To find out more about their ministry, InHisHouseHawaii.com. InHisHouseHawaii.com. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and welcome. Welcome to our program. Here's a safe place, safe to listen. Would you, even in that safety, open your heart to receive some things? Just kind of open up your heart right now. Let the Lord minister to you. Kind of sit back and soak as the Lord ministers to you through Memory and Kazuko.
I would just, at this point, I know whoever is listening, and I know that you're having a hard time not to listen, but there's several of you out there who believe it's for other people, but it's not. Healing is for everyone, and God is calling every one of you. This is God's calling. And so if you would just right where you're at, whether you're in the middle of doing dishes or kids or anything, if you just ask for God's presence, just ask Him to come. Just ask Him just to hold you in His arms, just to come, that you're waiting for Him, that you want that abundant life. And that all you really have to know is that wherever you've been is where you've been. what Christ wants is, as long as you've repented of where you've been and asked for forgiveness and forgive others, he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you because he wants to know where you're going. For Christ, that's what's important, is where you're going. The things that have happened in your life are just things. That's stuff that's happened. But there is healing. There's a center of us, just like there's the center of the ocean. So if you can just see that the cushion, it's called the cushion of the sea, where no one has gone. And that's where Christ is. I really believe that, right in our ocean and right within ourselves. And he wants to come into that very cushion, that very center of you, the deepest part of you, to heal you, just to love you. He didn't die for some people. He died for each and every one of us. Had you been the only person on Calvary that day, he would have looked at you and said that you are more than enough. And he would have gotten to that cross. So that's how deep his love is. And many of you can't even fathom that his love would be that deep, that his love would be that vast for us. But it is. And there is hope, there is healing, and it's for everybody, not just a few. So just, again, if you just ask for his presence, ask him to direct you where you can get help. And even if you could just end up starting to share just with one person, and if you have a church to go to, there's prayer teams at church that would pray for you. If you're not a member of a church, it doesn't matter. Go to the church anyway, and you can ask someone to pray for you. They will not turn you down. Thank you.
I know that there are many of you who've been seeking the Lord and praying and serving in church, but they feel like, you know, but how come I'm not receiving the breakthrough that I've been waiting for? You know, there is a hope. There is a hope, and there is definitely a breakthrough coming. But God first deals with our heart. Sometimes those women who come to our retreats, when we ask them, so is there anybody that you need to forgive? 90% of the women say, no, I have dealt with it. I'm forgiving this person, I'm forgiving that person. But toward the end of the retreats, they start to realize, no, I haven't really let that go yet. So let the Holy Spirit minister to your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart, because that's where everything begins. No matter how many hours you read the Bible, if your heart is still holding on to bitterness and unforgiveness, God cannot talk to you. You can't have the true intimacy with the Lord. That's where the power comes. That's where peace comes. So I pray, Lord, that you would minister those people who are listening right now and just soften their hearts, open their hearts to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And so, thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
A rare moment. A moment that some of us wish we had earlier. But we're thankful that we can have it now. And a moment where today, maybe a part of your heart, a part of your soul was touched. That has not been touched, perhaps ever before, or in a long time. And it's a gracious touch. It's the touch of the Lord. It's a touch of healing and hope. Oh gosh, we live in a time where life is so complex and so dynamic. Maybe too dynamic. So dynamic, it kind of destroys us on the inside. We don't even have time to reflect. We don't even have time to heal. Time to deal with stuff. Sometimes we just put it all away like that. But here, Kazuko Adachi, Memory Casey, I just marvel at the way you both are daily allowing the ministry, the Spirit of God, to flow through you. That he's entrusted you with a calling, he's entrusted you with a gift, and you let the Lord flow through you. You know, today, if you're listening and you were moved, it's more than just emotion. We're emotional beings. But what you sense, what you felt, is a real loving touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. Memory Kazuko, what if somebody today feels a sense of God's touch, but they don't even know the Lord? They can't say they know the Lord personally. What would you say to them?
Well, I would definitely ask that person that if you truly want healing, I would really want that person to receive Jesus into their hearts, because without Jesus, and I know this with my experience, without Jesus there is no real healing.
Kazuko, we've got maybe just about a minute and a half or so, but if someone right now is saying, yeah, I don't know the Lord, but I want to now, can you lead them?
Yes. Those people who are listening but don't know Jesus Christ, I was there where you were at. I didn't believe in Jesus. In fact, I was very offended by Christians before I came to know the Lord. But I know from my own experience and that the Jesus is real. Our living God is living and powerful, and he can heal you. So just accept, just sit there. You don't have to be a perfect person. God loves you where you're at. So just be in it. Just pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart and ask for forgiveness for your sins. And just open up your heart and receive Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So there it is. You and the Lord, as you listen, a very personal, private matter, open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Kazuko, Memory, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Danny.
I want to encourage you as we close our show today to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. For more information about our program, to get this podcast for free, and to share it with a friend. Psalm 107, 19 and 20 says, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests today, Kazuko Adachi and Memory Casey. Find out more at inhishousehawaii.com. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producers, Chaz Ontai and Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave.